Welcome to Season 5 of the Raise Your Game Show, a podcast that deconstructs the principles of high performance in sports and business. I'm your host, Alan Stein Jr. In this season, I'm going to interview a brilliant, an innovative source of unparalleled knowledge, someone with experience, wisdom, and insight well beyond his years, someone that is truly an internationally renowned icon in both sports and business.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Yes, you heard that correctly. I am going to ask myself some thought-provoking and pivotal questions, and then answer them with the unmatched astuteness and profound awareness that only I can. To make sure my responses to my own questions are sincerely spontaneous, I did not share the questions with myself in advance. The knowledge I drop to my own questions will be raw and unrehearsed.
I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you.
I hope that me, interviewing myself, helps you raise your game. Speaking of raising games, every middle school, high school, and college student athlete on the planet needs a game plan to maximize their potential on and off the court. Check out the new online course parents, coaches, and athletes themselves are raving about at makeyourgameplan.com. That's makeyourgameplan.com.
Booyakasha, check this out, yo.
And now, on with the show.
How do you structure your day for maximum performance?
Well, you know, as we know in the world right now, there is so much uncertainty. I mean, at the time of this recording, not only have we been dealing with COVID-19 for the last 10 to 12 weeks, but now we're dealing with the civil unrest that's been happening of this past week. And that is, none of us know exactly what the world will even look like in a couple months from now. Well, what high performers do is they don't focus so much on the distant future. They focus on what's right in front of them. There's an acronym that we use called WIN, W-I-N. It stands for what's important now. And to at least assume a better sense of control, just focus on what's right in front of you at present. What's the most important thing that you could be doing right now to take you closer to whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish? So, and that is the definition of mental toughness. It's the ability to block out all distractions and chaos and confusion and get hyper clear and razor focused on what's the most important thing now. And for us, if we can, as human beings, if we can focus on our own attitude and effort more than we focus on anything else, it'll give us more of a sense of control. And that's why this daily routine is so important, because you and I don't know what the world or the business landscape is going to look like 2 months from today. We don't have a crystal ball, but you and I have pretty good control over what we plan to do each day. And especially the reason I love the bookends of the day is for most business leaders, like the amazing folks in Ivy, we have a little bit more control over the bookends than we do during the meat of the day, where we're constantly being pulled in different directions and we have calls and we have meetings and we travel, you know. But the bookends, no matter where you are, you can choose to start your day by making your bed, drinking some water, meditating, doing some stretching or something to get your heart rate elevated. Like, we have control over that. You know, not every moment of every day. If you have young children at home, that might disrupt your flow on a morning or two. So it's not perfect, but we have much more control. And that's what high performers and elite achievers do, is they focus on the things they have control over and they don't worry and they disregard the things that they don't. You know, I've had an opportunity to work with some Hall of Fame caliber basketball coaches, and every single one of them, when they walk into practice, they have a detailed written practice plan that documents every minute of that practice. So if it's going to be a 2-hour practice, you know, for the first 4 minutes, we do this. For the next 6 minutes, we do this. For the next 7 minutes, we do this. Now, I'm not saying that we all should have our days, you know, timed down to the minute. But for the most part, especially in that morning block that is the foundation for the rest of your day, you should have a pretty solid idea of when you need to get up, how you want to spend the first few minutes of your day. You know, it needs to be something where we're being proactive and designing with intention, not being reactive. So let's just use you and I as examples since we're here with each other. Let's just say that you start your day just kind of waking up whenever you feel like it. And the very first thing you do is grab your phone and you scroll over to whatever your choice is, Fox News or CNN, and you start scrolling for news. And then you jump on email to see who hit you up overnight. And then you jump on social media. And 47 minutes later, you're about to start getting out of bed. And so far, you really haven't done anything to establish control of your day or control of your mindset or attitude or perspective. You're basically, your mood is going to be at the whim of what was in your inbox and what you saw on your social feed. And that's very dangerous to give that power away to someone else. Well, let's just say on the other side of that, I wake up at a pretty set time. Doesn't necessarily mean I have to have an alarm, but because I put myself to bed at a normal time, I'm usually within plus or minus 10 minutes of when I wake up. And the very first thing I do is I make my bed. Next thing I do is drink some water to rehydrate. And then I sit and I meditate and do the Headspace app for 10 minutes. And then I do some yoga type stretches or something just to kind of connect my mind and my body. And compare your first 45 minutes of the day to my first 45 minutes and ask you which of us is more than likely better prepared to take on the chaos and the madness of the day. I would feel in this example, I've laid a much better foundation mentally, physically, and emotionally to be able to do what it is that I need to do. And that would be something where I want folks to create their own practice plan for their morning and kind of design. And the most important part is realize that I don't want you to get stifled by perfection. I want you to be motivated by progress. Anybody can design and write down the most perfect morning routine, but if you're not going to do it, then it doesn't matter. So my question is, if right now you acknowledge that you don't have an ideal morning routine, is there one thing that you could do tomorrow that takes you in the right direction? Just one thing. Maybe tomorrow, instead of checking your phone, you make your bed before you check your phone. That's just one thing. And, you know, and then slowly add to that and to the point where you start to get in a routine that you feel more comfortable with and that you really feel like puts you in a position to be the best version of yourself.
Thanks, Alan. I really and truly appreciate you making time in your very busy schedule to speak with yourself. Well, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to join the conversation at Alan Stein Jr. on all major social platforms. Go to alansteinjr.com to subscribe to my full timeout, 30-second timeout, and overtime monthly emails, and check out makeyourgameplan.com. I look forward to helping you raise your game.